Birth Association and IndieBirth.com. No material on this podcast should be considered medical advice. Birth is not a medical event.
Welcome to IndieBirth, series of podcasts here on iTunes, Taking Back Birth. Today we have a really fun guest, one that I've been very excited about talking with, and we're going to talk about one of my most favorite topics, essential oils. And we have Sarah Wallace here today talking with us. She is pregnant and what I consider to be an oil expert. She's one of the ones I go to when I have a question. So I thought how fun it would be to have her on to share her own personal experience as she goes through her pregnancy, largely doing, you know, her own care. Hopefully she'll talk a little bit about that and how oils play into a healthy pregnancy. So welcome, Sarah. We are so excited you're here. I don't know. Feel free to say anything you think is relevant. Introduce yourself or just kind of start in on some topic you find interesting.
Thanks. I'm really excited about this. So I'm Sarah Wallace, and I am a Gold member in Young Living Essential Oils, and I've been using oils for about 7 years now. I got into about the same time with my mom. My mom is Carrie Shepherd, and people will recognize her too. And I am like so grateful that I did have that background in essential oils with Young Living before we got pregnant, because they played a big role in, getting pregnant in the first place, yeah. And then just daily care, and has made my life a lot easier. And so it's been really fun, because there are a lot of, I don't know, myths about essential oils in pregnancy and a lot of just fear about it. And, you know, we don't need any more fear about pregnancy in any area.
Yeah,
so
that's the truth.
I'm with essential oils.
Yeah. And I think, well, we were talking before this podcast just about things like that. And, you know, that's definitely what we're about here at IndieBirth, is just dispelling fears and encouraging women to really tune into their own voice and not read, you know, too much about dangers in pregnancy. And I know essential oils is one of them. When I got into oils years ago, that was one of the most off-putting things that I could imagine, was everything I read was basically like, you know, so fearful in pregnancy and not to use this and not to use that. And I really found that hard to deal with. So what are some of your thoughts on that for people that are new to oils or wanting to use them in pregnancy?
Well, it's kind of like anything else in life. If it's not healthy for you when you aren't pregnant, it's not going to be healthy for you when you are pregnant. And so if you're using a lower grade essential oil that maybe is diluted with stuff or extended with stuff or isn't even essential oil in the first place, mm-hmm. you know, that's not good for you anytime, and that's definitely not good for you carrying a baby.
Right.
But that's not what we have with Young Living, so I feel totally confident there. And I love what Denise Easton put together on her blog about it, because she covers essential oils and pregnancy and the safety there really well, and what science actually says. Mm-hmm. And really the evidence is that nobody has lost babies because of essential oils. So
right.
It's all been, you know, really good things. And I use it, I mean, I've used them constantly. And a lot of those things that will show up, like, oh, avoid this one or avoid this one, and this one's terrible, and if you catch a whiff of that, you're probably going to lose your baby. It's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. You know, I mean, I know people that are listening might not know as much about quality, obviously, as you do. So just to give them some background, you know, Young Living has therapeutic medicinal grade oils as compared to the stuff you'd find at your health food store. And we could talk all day about that. But the reason it's so important is, you know, you can ingest these oils. You can use them undiluted on the skin. So that's why we care so much in pregnancy and with kids, I know, especially. But yeah, the fear is definitely out there. And I always say, isn't that just crazy? Like, even common sense, you know, if even cooking with basil could, you know, cause someone to have a miscarriage, I just don't think we'd be here as the human race, you know, has made it this far. So the same goes with the plants.
Hmm? love basil essential oil. We use basil and raindrop, and I get a raindrop during pregnancy every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think every pregnant woman should have raindrop because it's incredible and it supports your body on so many different levels. And, you know, I feel like it's really one of the best things you can do oil-wise for prenatal care, because since the oils work at the cellular level and they do so many different things, you know, they're always doing something beneficial for you. And even if you don't know that there's something wrong, the oil will, and it'll address that.
That's amazing.
And it's also...
No, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just said it's good for being comfortable. Sometimes you're not very comfortable in pregnancy, and that helps.
Yeah, so for people that don't know, could you explain like what a raindrop is and why you'd want one in pregnancy?
Yeah.
I mean, you did.
So raindrop technique is a series of essential oils, and they're specifically chosen, and they're applied to the spine and the spinal reflex points in the bottom of the feet. And it's very gentle. It's very non-invasive. It's not like a deep tissue massage or anything like that, where there's a lot of force and pressure used. But the closest thing I can compare it to is like a massage, but it is a specific technique and it's a separate modality. And each of those oils does something different in the body. And if you're interested in reading more about raindrop specifically, you can go to raindroptraining.com and they talk all about it.
Awesome. So I would imagine that the oils chosen then, are they addressing, you know, not just physical things going on, but probably emotional balance and that kind of thing as well?
Yeah, because all of our emotions are processed on a physical level too. And so when you have negative emotions or traumatic memories or just whatever like that, those emotions are stored in the cells. And the way the oils work in the cells helps release that and bring a good balance and bring a calm there. And it's, you know, it's not a scary thing. It's a really gentle and healing kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I haven't had one yet. I'll have to find someone around here or learn how to do it, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
So,
it's a raindrop.
Yeah, no, I've heard tons about it, obviously. Yeah, I just, in our immediate area, I probably have to look a little further, but anyway, it sounds really relaxing and nourishing in pregnancy, which is super important.
Yeah, and it's really good for your alignment, too.
Oh, cool.
So that's a for pregnancy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I did not know that. So what does a sort of normal day in your life look like oil-wise as far as being pregnant? Anything you use just on a regular basis for balance, or what do you do?
Yeah. So I start my day with spraying Clariderm all over my belly that is ever growing. I'm 26 weeks pregnant tomorrow.
Yay!
And, yeah. And a lot of people are like, oh, Clariderm's great for stretch marks. And that might be true. I don't really know yet. You know, they could pop in anything. But I will say it's amazing for itchy skin from stretching. So
that's great.
Then using that, plus it just feels good and has good oils in it. And then sometime in the afternoon, I do my kind of supplement and Ningxia and oil routine that is just taking care of me and my specific needs in pregnancy. So I use their True Source multivitamins, and I drink somewhere between 4 and 6 ounces of Ningxia Red. And what I really like to do is mix Ningxia Red and a glass of water with Ocotea. And both of those things are really good for your blood sugar.
Mm.
So some of that is just, you know, a nice way of supporting my blood sugar levels in pregnancy too. But I find that it also just gives me a nice energy boost. And Ningxia Red has a lot of cool benefits for your immune system, and it's really good nutrition.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll do that, and I have a lot of different supplements from Young Living that I might add in as I need to. And they have one called BLM. It stands for bones, ligaments, and muscles. And one day I was up, and man, I just felt like sore everywhere, and I was popping everywhere. And my sister-in-law was over and told her, I was like, I probably need some BLM. So then I did this biofeedback cytoscan, and the first thing that came up was BLM. So I try to take that too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so then oils that I've used a lot during pregnancy have been, especially in the first trimester, I use a lot of spearmint over my liver. and that helped tremendous for like morning sickness or all day sickness. And I also put cinnamon bark oil in a little diffuser pendant necklace. And so when I was sitting in class and still finishing my degree, I would sit there and smell my necklace, which probably looked really funny. It kept me from throwing up in class.
Yeah, those diffuser necklaces are awesome. I have one too, but yeah, I didn't use it through early pregnancy. That's a great idea. That way you're never without whatever keeps you from feeling awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cinnamon bark was it for me.
That sounds good. I love cinnamon bark. Cool. How about some other, have you had any like common pregnancy complaints that, you know, you've used oils for besides morning sickness? Can you think of any, or have you been pretty complaint free?
Really? It's been a fairly complaint free pregnancy. I mean, I did have some, you know, I was pretty tired in the beginning, and that changed a lot when I started the True Source, because I didn't have that right away.
Yeah.
The only thing that I was really doing regularly was the Ningxia Red, and I upped that when I found out I was pregnant. I like doubled it.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Tell people what's in that.
But, well, the basis of that is the Ningxia Wolfberry, or other people know it as goji berry.
Right.
And it's like, you know, a super antioxidant. And then it's also infused with several different essential oils, and it's sweetened with stevia. And there's a lot of good things there. I don't have the ingredient list right in front of me, but that's the basics.
Oh yeah, no problem. We can look it up. I was just wondering what the basis was. Yeah, that sounds like an energy boost. I should try that in my afternoons.
That's good stuff. I got my husband drinking it because as a new bride, I was really worried for him, because his family struggles a lot with diabetes and cancer. And that is something that's good for both of those, because of it being good for your blood sugar and having so many antioxidants. So I got him that so that I would not be so fearful of his health.
Yeah.
And he noticed such a big difference that it made me go, oh, I really should be drinking this too, just because it's good for me.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, super, super baby food.
Yeah, totally. I mean, really, with something that nutritious, I'm sure it helped with fertility and all that fun stuff too, right? Before you guys got pregnant.
Yeah, if you ask my husband, it does. He's like, super sperm.
Speaking of, what other oils, if you don't mind sharing, did you use to kind of either prepare your body or, you know, just kind of be in optimum health for pregnancy?
Well, I struggled with my hormones since I started menstruating. And I spent a lot of time with trying different things nutritionally to solve that, and never got anywhere. And I didn't want to be put on birth control, because that was just not an answer for me. I'd rather deal with my horrible cycles than side effects there. So when I got into Young Living, I was really looking for oils to support my hormones. And what I ended up going with is Progestins Plus. And so it is wild yam progesterone in a vitamin E oil base, and it's infused with essential oils that help with absorption and clearing off receptor sites of your cells, so those hormones can't communicate well. And when I started that, my hormone health changed drastically for the better. And so I was happy to be a woman again. And that is one thing that I think prepared me a long time ago for this, because that's now been probably about 5 years. I think I started that when I was 20. Now, when Justin and I, my husband and I, decided that, okay, you know, baby time here. we've been practicing for a while. And my period. So that was really scary. Like, I had spent all that time with Progestins Plus and everything was normal. And then I was on day 10 of my period and there were no signs that I would ever stop bleeding.
Wow.
That was like the first cycle after we were like, yeah, let's have a baby. So with my knowledge of essential oils and handling crisis situations with natural health care, the first thing I did was a ZytoScan, which I mentioned earlier. It's the biofeedback software. Mm-hmm. And all these things that came up on it were really heavy hitters hormonally. And I didn't have a lot of them because I didn't need a lot of them because my hormones were normal. But I think I used what I had. And I went into the blends that came up. If I had singles in it, I'd grab those. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I had probably 13 different essential oils sitting on my counter.
Yeah.
And the stuff that came up that I had, I mean, I was just popping them. And I put those oils on over my abdomen, and I put them on, like, the female reproductive points. And I prayed, and I spoke scripture over my womb, and the bleeding stopped that night. And never came back, and we conceived in the same month.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I didn't think that's what it was. I had implantation bleeding, but I just thought it was my hormones being stupid again. And so I scanned again, and I sent it to my mom, and I was like, God, I don't know what's going on. And she goes, you know, I think you're pregnant.
Oh,
and moms know this. Then I took a pregnancy test like 3 days before my missed cycle, and then I told everybody like really early.
I have to say that's probably what got me into Young Living. I mean, I have been using a local place here, but they don't do blends, number one, and I think it was the help with hormones that I've had other friends experience as well. And the Progestins Plus just seems to come up for so many women, you know, whether it's heavy cycles or infertility or, you know, not to say it can solve everything, but so many women have been helped by that one product alone I just kind of am in awe and am happy to recommend it, you know, if it seems right for people, because it seems pretty miraculous.
Yeah, it does some amazing work. And when I first found out about it, a lot of women going through menopause were promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, I'm not going through menopause, but what it was doing in the body sounded like what I needed, even if, you know, I was dealing with kind of some different symptoms. So I'm really glad I did. And now there are just so many stories. So you got to be careful. If you get your husband drinking Ningxia Red and you start on Progestins Plus, I hope you want some babies.
Yep, that's a great testimonial. I mean, I can't think of a better testimonial than, you know, someone sitting there 26 weeks pregnant. So that's fabulous. That's really exciting. Yeah, it's so great that, you know, the plants can help us so much with those issues. You know, I think endocrine issues in particular are just rampant. I mean, they're just everywhere. It seems like everybody's dealing with something. So I'm happy now to have, you know, something else to go to if people feel called to that, to try to help with that stuff too. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's really, you know, it feels powerful to be able to take responsibility for that aspect of your health as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really great point. And I think, again, just ties in really well to what we're always talking about, which, you know, ideally we have a full range of options when we're dealing with something. And I think most of us listening would rather err on the natural side of things. And to have that power, you know, to kind of figure that out and not to have to go to drugs if you don't need to is really wonderful and very powerful.
Yeah, and it's been so freeing in my pregnancy because my medicine cabinet is essential oils and supplements. Mm-hmm. And they're all safe. You know, everything in my medicine cabinet I can take while I'm pregnant. And that has made my life so much easier. And because I can take a lot of things even preventatively. You know, like you can't just start drinking cough syrup if someone, you know, has been coughing. Like that doesn't protect you from coughing.
Right.
But, you know, you can put thieves essential oil on the bottoms of your feet and diffuse it in your house and really boost your immune system and kill those germs and be happy and healthy preventatively. Really nice. But then even, you know, I had like a fungus bug come through, and essential oils and fermented foods were my absolute lifesaver. Mm-hmm. And I came pretty close to thinking, okay, I'm gonna have to go in, I'm gonna have to get an IV because I couldn't keep anything down. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to do that. That was really nice. And even just little symptoms and little things that come up that I feel like I'm coming down with something, I'll just put on a few essential oils.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, is just, you know, using them as preventative healthcare as well, especially when you're pregnant. And yeah, you don't want to catch every flu and cough that, you know, you're exposed to. It's a great way to just be taking great care of yourself, which is, you know, how we do our own prenatal care. It's that simple. It's just looking out for these amazing tools and options we have that keep us healthy.
Oh, heartburn. Okay, I just thought of something. That's one of those pregnancy symptoms. Yes, I lied. Yes. I experienced heartburn. I never had heartburn before I got pregnant, and I thought I was dying for like 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. Is it not the most awful thing in the world? I never had true sympathy for a woman with heartburn until I experienced it.
Yeah, no, I literally sat on my couch going, I don't feel good, like for 20 minutes before I thought, I wonder what this is. Like, this is heartburn. Oh, I have something for that. Digize, the essential oil blend Digize, has been amazing for me with heartburn.
So where do you put it, or how do you use it?
All I do is put a little bit inside like my lip or under my tongue, just with my finger. Yeah. And that's all it takes.
Wow, I wish I had that a couple months ago.
It beats tongues.
Oh, I bet. Where were you a couple months ago, Sarah?
I'm so sorry. I failed you.
No, that's okay. That's one of the few things, you know, I never experienced that till probably my fifth or sixth pregnancy. And then this last one. So anyway, that's a great tip. I'm sure lots of people listening have had or are experiencing heartburn, and it is rather rough. I don't think anybody enjoys that at all.
Yeah.
So how about any oils you use to kind of like emotionally ground yourself when you're feeling, you know, I know lots of women, especially this week for some reason, I've been in contact with that, you know, just how are having swings, like wider swings of hormones or being extra weepy. And we consider these things to be normal in pregnancy, but I don't know. I don't think they're abnormal, but I think there are definitely ways that we can be more balanced so we don't have to feel like crazy pregnant people, you know?
Right. Well, I have found that sometimes Progestins Plus has really helped me there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's just the way it's kind of balanced out the hormones a little bit when they get a little wacky. Mm-hmm. But as far as more oils, just emotionally, I've used a lot of Sacred Mountain. It's a blend, and White Angelica, another blend there. And I've put those in my diffuser necklace. I put it on my wrist where I can smell it. I've put them over my belly. You know, because people say crazy things to you when you're pregnant. And especially when you're really just taking care of yourself and you don't really care what other people say. But you do. You know, sometimes it affects you and you don't want it to. And you don't want to get those fears because so-and-so said something to you. And I've heard a lot. I've had a lot of bizarre things said to me about other people's pregnancies or how mine would go or this scary thought. And so I will just put the White Angelica all over my belly and say nice things to my baby. And I feel like that has helped me a lot maintain that boundary and kind of my own little happy bubble. But White Angelica and Sacred Mountain are both good for that. The other thing is that citrus oils are really uplifting and really good for dealing with feelings of anxiety. And I've scanned a couple of pregnant women now who have been dealing with some anxiety issues about how the birth is going or how their pregnancy will go because of how the last one went. And those citrus oils keep coming up. So with the citrus oils, they're great to diffuse and to put on you somewhere that you can keep breathing them, because when you're inhaling oils, that goes right to the limbic center of your brain and it kind of controls all of your emotions. And it's really amazing what a big difference that it can make for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's something that people don't know, is that it actually does affect your brain and your emotions. It's not just a perfume. It's not just a good smell. And that White Angelica tip, by the way, you mentioned that when we were corresponding in messages, and I did pass that on to Margo, so I felt really grateful to you for that, because, you know, she's pregnant. She's actually just as pregnant as you are. And, you know, she's getting the comments too. And I think we all do. I don't know any pregnant woman that doesn't get people's thoughts and stories. And so many of them, unfortunately, really are negative. So, you know, to think that we can protect ourselves in yet another way and set that boundary, I think is a really valuable tool for all of us, you know, for everyone that's pregnant.
Because I used to do hair full-time before I came to Young Living. Well, I was using Young Living, but before I did this full-time.
Yeah.
And I would find myself, and I think we as women tend to do this a lot, but I would be working with people, and at the end of the day, my life was good, but I was miserable. And one day, I was thinking back about it, and it was because every one of my clients had had something disastrous in her family. I mean, like, they were getting divorced, or someone had cancer, or these, like, huge, heavy things. And nobody in my life had cancer or was getting divorced or, you know, whatever. But I took all that on myself. And when I started wearing White Angelica, it really helped me keep their emotions separate from mine and keep my own energy good.
Yeah.
I mean, and so when, you know, I was like, okay, White Angelica, again, we got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such an important part of prenatal care, you know. I mean, all the things we do for ourselves, feed ourselves good food and, you know, give ourselves air, but really our emotional health is so valuable and important. And in pregnancy, I mean, I found that you're that much more susceptible, you know, you're just open, like things are just open, whether it's having a baby, you know, that soul in you or what, I don't know. But yeah, I think most of us could use some kind of protection from the outside. And just taking that step as well to, like, kind of secure that for yourself is really empowering.
Yeah, and, you know, baby knows what you're going through. It's like those emotions affect your baby. Mm-hmm. And it's for you, and it's also important for you as a mother to protect that for your child.
Yeah, it's the first, one of the first times you have to do that. So to take that stand, I always feel like is really important and really meaningful, especially, you know, when you're having your first baby, to say, I'm in charge. This is the way it's going to be. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Right.
I'm the boss.
Yes, you're the boss. Something happened to my volume here. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. There you are. It's just not as loud. So, to kind of wrap it up, how about, you know, as you anticipate your own labor and birth, is there anything special you'll do with oils? Or I know you don't know yet. I mean, exactly. You haven't been through it yet, but just, you know, some thoughts that you have even for someone else about to embark on labor.
You know, labor is healthy and normal and good.
Yes.
And so, you know, I don't think that you have to have anything necessarily specifically for that, because you don't have to fix it.
Exactly. We are on the same
page. Of the things I did recently, last night I was at a healing oils, the Bible class, and my mom had mentioned having myrrh in a resin burner and that she hadn't used all of hers yet because it's something that is kind of a limited supply thing. Mm. And I love myrrh. And so I was thinking, you know, leading up to that, I don't know about actually in labor, but kind of those final days, I think I would really like to be smelling that and have that around me.
Right.
And my experience has been with a lot of my friends and my sister who just had her first baby in November, is that a lot of women like Valor. If you're already using oils, Valor has been really nice in labor. But other than that, really the only oil that I want to have on hand is Helichrysum. And it's a pricey one, but it is worth the investment because Helichrysum is really phenomenal for your blood. And so it's one of the oils that is nice to have in the arsenal for the off chance that something does go wacky as far as hemorrhaging.
Right.
And so I've talked to a lot of moms now who have used that successfully to stop hemorrhaging, which has been nice. And there's a lot of other things you can do preventatively for that.
Right.
And so I don't really think that it's a necessity, but...
Right. I've used that personally just after birth if I've had like any minor tears or anything like that as well. So how would you use it for, you know, what you thought was a hemorrhage?
liberally abdomen.
Oh, okay. Liberally on the abdomen.
Just called IUD.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. I had never thought of that, but heard it recently. So yeah, I'm totally with you though. And just for anybody listening, I'm sure they understand that, you know, I don't think either of us think that, especially oils, like you're saying, for labor and birth are something that we need for the process to work. And I just want to say that again. And I think you'd probably agree that even in pregnancy, it's not, you know, you already are healthy. You already have a healthy baby. It's simply optimum care. That's how I always like to put it to people. It's simply, you know, using the oils for optimum health and however you feel called to use them, but they certainly, you know, don't need to fix an already really perfect process.
Right. And, you know, a lot of those little things that come up, like you said, you know, if there's a tear, the same oils that would be good for any other kind of skin care are going to be good for that too. And so, you know, I think an essential oils reference book is absolutely essential for anybody, because everything in there you can apply to the same things you're going through. And even though that's not specifically written for pregnancy,
right,
you know, they still deal with heartburn and wounds and bleeding and anxiety and things to help you just relax, you know. And I think that Raindrop is great too in the latter end of pregnancy, when you do feel kind of like, it keeps going, or I don't know if I'm ready, and because it is so emotionally balancing and centering, that it's helped a lot of women later on in pregnancy to get grounded again.
Yeah. No, I love that you mentioned that the Raindrop. I hadn't thought of that, and just essential oils in general, obviously, I feel like are one of the coolest and, you know, most effective ways to help us balance during pregnancy. I mean, there's obviously other ways, but yeah, one of my favorites too. So. I just am so glad we got to talk with you today. Okay, that is a great recommendation. I need to try that too. I haven't yet, but yes, take Sarah's recommendations and go with that. Any parting words or anything you'd want to say or leave with pregnant women listening?
You got this.
That's awesome. We say it right back to you, Sarah. We can't wait, you know, to hear your story if you're willing to share. And of course, just hope everything goes amazingly well for you. And just thank you so much for sharing your knowledge here today. And then, you know, even with me, whenever I bug you and have a question, you've been amazing. And I'm really glad to know you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad to know you. And I feel really special to be able to be like talking to you tonight.
Yeah, me too. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Sarah. And if anybody's interested in learning more about Young Living essential oils, we are now offering them through Indie Birth. So you can go to indiebirthoils.com and read more about some suggestions for pregnancy, birth, and kid care, as well as link to different articles and how to place an order or how to get involved with Young Living. And we're always available for questions and that kind of thing, too. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.